Great music right there. Local music, as a matter of fact, from Boston's very own Noble Dust. And that is a great one called Abby off of their wonderful new album, A Picture Frame. And that would be A Picture for a Frame, Noble Dust. It was released August 2023. They are live at Boston Harbor Distillery with Love Crumbs tomorrow, Saturday, March 2nd. Doors are at 8 and shows at 8:30. So go see Noble Dust and hear the songs from A Picture for a Frame live. Again, they're at Boston Harbor Distillery tomorrow, March 2nd. Bill Scazzeri up out of that. I-70 East, the track off of the New York musician's fourth album, The Crosswinds of Kansas. That was released August of 2022. And a big shout out and happy birthday to Bill. He's a wonderful human being and a wonderful musician. He celebrated another trip around the sun just this past Wednesday, February 28th, as a matter of fact. And the world is a better place for it. Happy birthday, Bill. Thanks for your music. Jonah Tolchin up out of that, Searching for My Soul. And that's off the New Jersey musician's new album, Dockside, that was released last October on his label, Clover Music Group. Molly O'Leary with Ticking of a Clock, another Massachusetts musician. That is off her wonderful sophomore album, Marigold, that was produced by Will Hodge and released last Friday, as a matter of fact, on New Frontier Records. And Molly will be performing at the Sight and Sound 333. It's a festival that happens at Play Arcade in their hometown of New Bedford. And it's coming up this Sunday. It's going to be at it's going to be a good time. A lot of music and art and just a great a lot of great stuff going on at Play Arcade. It's called Sight for Sound. And and that's where Molly's going to be. She's also going to be at Alchemy in Providence, March 12th. So check out Molly O'Leary. Her new album is great. It's called Marigold. And kicking off the set with Julie Rhodes, See the Sun. That's off of the Providence Mage Magician's debut album. It's Bound to Meet the Devil. It's one of my favorites of 2016 and still a favorite today. Julie and her band, The Electric Company, are at Brighton Music Hall in Boston tonight with Nashville's very own Hannah Wickland. That is going to be quite a show. So if you are in the area, go to Bright Music Hall, see Julie Rhodes and Electric Company and Nashville's Hannah Wickland. And it's going to blow your mind. It's the top of the hour here, Music Savage Show. Probably where you are as well. And this is Ryan D. And this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. As I said at the way, at the beginning of the show, not way, it's only an hour ago. There's another show. I listen to WMFO a lot. There's a lot of amazing DJs, a lot of great shows. I'm so excited that there are more people that are coming to radio and that this idea of radio still exists, that you have personalities behind the music, and then I get to be one of them. And then there's a show that's on every other Monday that I listen to religiously. I wish it was on every Monday. It's called Horns of Plenty, and it's filled with horns, songs with horns. It's a great time, and it makes me happy when I'm either on the train or in traffic. Because it's 5 to 6, and a lot of great music, again, stuffed with horns. And DJ Mo does a samples, guess who sampled this song set. Anyway, it's a lot of fun, a lot of time goes into the show, and I'm a big fan of it. And I'm going to play a set now with a bunch of musicians, bands that are just chock full of horns. I'm going to start it off with this band that's just primarily horns. They're called Too Many Zoos, and they're from New York. And I discovered them many years ago on YouTube because the saxophone player used to busk in the subways of New York. And now, you know, they're playing in stages all over the world. And speaking of stages all over the world, the spring tour will bring them here to Boston April 5th with a stop at Royale from the subways of New York City to the stage at Royale for a headlining show. That's pretty great. So here's a Horns of Plenty set with Too Many Zoos kicking it off on the Music Savage Show.
Bye. Ooh.
Horns you got, I'll take them. That said, going out to DJ Mo and Horns of Plenty, show that's on here, this wonderful radio station, every other Monday at 5 p.m. Next showing of Horns of Plenty will be March 11th, so put that on your calendar. And Horns, The Devil's Twins, Anger Room, and I love the horns in that one. It's the lead single off the Boston-based Demon Rock and Rollers' latest and greatest album, appropriately titled Horns. It was released June 2023. Beirut upended that with Santa Fe. Beirut is a project of Santa Fe, New Mexico musician Zach Condon, and the track is off the band's third album, Riptide. It was released August 11th on Riptide Records. Broken Bells, No Matter What You're Told, and Broken Bells are, of course, James Mercer of the Shins and Danger Mouse. The song is off the duo's second studio album, After the Disco. It was released January 2014. Saint Motel, up into that, My Type, lead single, title track off of the LA band's second EP, released, and let's see, that was on Elektra Records. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was 2015. And kicking off the Horns of Plenty set with Too Many Zoos, Nowhere Else to Go, brand new single from the New York City Trio, just released last month. And their spring tour brings them right here to Boston, April 5th. The stop at Royale. So Music Savage Show, that was a fun set. And it's the final, no, it's not the final set. It's New Music Friday. Don't want to rush things here. A lot of amazing albums out today, Friday, March 1st. I'm just going to play you some songs from a handful of them, including this band right here from Houston, Texas, Music Savage Show favorite. Their album, their sophomore album, this is their third full-length album. It is out today, and I'm super excited. You've heard them here a lot. They're called Brightwire, and their new album, again, out now. It's called Here But Gone, and here is Tough as Nails from Houston's Brightwire, New Music's Friday Music Savage Show.
Getting up despite the I'm not some toy you left to gather dust upon some shelf. the chance of a lifetime. Said, if all requirements of this role come to fruition, you'll never work another day in your life. So I let my hair grow wrong, don't shave my face. I got some brand new boots and gained a bit of weight. But when I finally got the script in for the role which I was hoping, it said I'd play the victim, shot dead in the cold open.
Time's up.
Success with casting from the same subset of men whose fleeting failures are all they ever knew. With a straight face beyond repair, digging a grave of nil despair between the crosshairs of a crop that never grew. We pay no respect to common intellect and watch the insects suck the marrow from the bone. For when we go back to our proper jobs and realize the laughter stops, I need to know my chance was fully blown.
Too soon.
It's New Music Friday. Great stuff right there on all albums out today. Faye Webster, Lego Ring, name of that one. Third single features her friend and fellow Georgia native Little Yachty. And that's off of Faye's fifth album, Undressed at the Symphony, out today and Secretly Canadian. Yard Act up into that with When the Laughter Stops. A latest single features Katie J. Pearson and is off the UK band's sophomore album, Where's My Utopia? Out today in Island Records. Their fall tour brings them to our area October 12th at the Sinclair in Cambridge, and you know I'm going to be there. You should be there too. Kaiser Chiefs up into that. Beautiful Girl, the band from Leeds, are back with their eighth studio album, and it is appropriately titled Kaiser Chiefs Easy Eighth Album. Sheer Mag up into that. Moonstruck, Sheer Mag hail from Philadelphia. The single's off their third full-length album, Playing Favorites, out today on Third Man Records. First with Jack White's label. Spring tour kicks off March 29th in D.C., stops in our area May 8th at Crystal Ballroom in Somerville, and kick it off New Music Friday with Bright Wire, Tough as Nails, that's off the Houston, Texas Trio's third full-length album, Here But Gone, out today, March 1st, and I'm so excited for them. The album's out on Sam's Handmade Records, so go purchase yourself some new music. You can get all these albums on Bandcamp, so go check it out, because it's Bandcamp Friday. All right, it is the last set of the show, ending it with the Hot Takes set. Every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time, the three of us put up a post called Hot Takes. It contains our favorite songs and videos sent to us throughout the week, and I play them here as a sneak peek. I want them to be your favorites as well. And another Music Savage Show favorite have a new album coming out. It's coming out on June 7th. It's called Big Wave. I'm talking about Razor Braids. They're from Brooklyn, and here's the new single, It Goes Quiet, on Hot Takes at the Music Savage Show.
Things I And you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
Yeah. After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Misery was company in this involuntary. again. So open up, my little one. Hey, what are you looking at? Who the hell do you think I am? And what are you looking at? Like you never seen a broken man.
That song, Annie Clark meets Nine Inch Nails right there. Saint Vincent, brand new single just released from her upcoming album. That one was called Broken Man. The video is something else too. Saint Vincent returns in April, her follow-up to 2021's Daddy's Home. Seventh album is titled All Born Screaming, out April 26th on Virgin Records. Gentlemen Rogues, up into that, Involuntary Solitary. New single released this week, accompanied by an excellent video, which is very reminiscent of the Kids in the Hall, especially the opening sequence. It's great. Songs off the Austin, Texas band's new album, Surface Noise, released past February. Chicano Batman with Era Primavera. Second single off the LA Trio's new album, Notebook Fantasy, out March 29th on ATO Records. Tour starts April 19th in Vegas, stops in Boston May 10th, Paradise Rock Club. Kicking off the Hot Take set with It Goes Quiet from Razor Braids. Second single off the Brooklyn Band's upcoming sophomore album, Big Wave, out June 7th. I've been Ryan Deese, Music Savage Show, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Metro Tufts, Freeform Radio. Serving Boston, all the world, WMFO.org. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for listening. I had a great time. Hope you did too. Want you to be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and be kind to animals. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. Come back to me safe and sound next week for another Music Savage Show. We'll have another grand old time. You know, I love Daft Punk very much around the world. It means the show's over. I hope you enjoyed the journey as much as I did, taking you around the world and back in song. And I'll do it again next Friday. Do take care. Have a great weekend. Or whatever day it is you're listening, have a great one. Stay tuned for Jackie's up next with Jangle Heaven. Another one of my favorite shows here. So many great shows in WMFO. I'm Ryan D, my friends. And I'll see all you cool kids next week.